In our lectures, we have talked a lot about what are real traditional values and what are fake traditional values. We again want to emphasize that the intellectual, political, and religious world of modern America is not a reflection of long-term traditional values in history. No, it is not. It is a product of the last 200 years. Capitalism was developed by Adam Smith in the 18th century. Evangelical Christianity was developed by Wesley in the 18th century. And other trends that are dominant today, not all, are a product really of the last 200 years. Now, we don't have time in this lecture to discuss the whole nature of this subject because it's a very large subject, but we'll deal with America and the West starting in the period after World War II. After World War II, particularly in America, there was a sense, so to speak, of triumphalism, that the American way was the best way, and America had created a kind of wonderland, the American dream. Unfortunately, in the real world, this was based on the largest campaign for the wholesale destruction of the environment ever seen, and this was also in communist Russia, too, that this was based on. Now, America, starting in the late 1940s, had a tremendous religious so-called revival. The 1950s were the biggest church building boom in America. Now, there's a lot of myth about America that, my gosh, in colonial times, everybody was going to church and the American Revolution was produced by Bible study and so on and so forth. It's absolute rubbish. Church membership in modern America, the 1950s through even today, is at a far higher level than it was during colonial times. The consumption of drugs and alcohol today is actually far lower than it was in colonial times. So it's important that this is a false morality, a pseudo-morality, that this country was founded on the Bible, praying, religious revivals, and the religious revival that's often talked about before the American Revolution sort of disintegrated into a complete mess. And as we've discussed in previous lectures, the great model of Puritanism was a kind of totalitarian nightmare that also ended up failing. It ended up falling apart at the seams and failing. There are no Puritans in today's America. Why? Because the Puritan movement collapsed in the 19th century. So in the 1950s, you had a kind of fairy tale view of life. There was mom and dad going to church, having this marvelous time, having this solid family living. Blacks and women were kept in their place. Women could wait around and find Mr. Prince Charming and so on and so forth. And via the religious structure, they'd enjoy this marvelous, wholesome family living and drive around in their station wagons and then go to heaven, where, according to some evangelists who claimed they'd been to heaven and come back, they claimed that people were eating hamburgers and driving station wagons in heaven. One person claimed he'd met Moses, and Moses was driving a station wagon and wearing t-shirt and jeans. So, I mean, this America obviously was a portent of heaven. In the 1960s, all this fell apart. It was basically because it was doomed to fall apart. It was a complete house of cards for a lot of the reasons that we've discussed in other lectures. Now, the 60s are a bit of a mystery as to what happened. Part of the problem was that the great liberal establishment in America decided that the really necessary thing to do was to put 500,000 American troops in a geopolitical backwater known as Vietnam. Now, we don't have time to discuss the whole history of the war, but the insanity and absurdity of this and the immorality of this could be summed up by the fact that Ho Chi Minh, the leader of the Vietnamese independent movement, had probably been America's most loyal ally in World War II, and probably the most enthusiastic Third World leader in terms of admiring America in the Third World. He even had a copy of the Declaration of Independence on his bedroom wall. We, America, paid him back by stabbing the Vietnamese independence movement in the back and supporting the return of French imperialism in what had previously been French Indochina. Now, this was to have very, very grim results. It set in motion a war that would devastate America and what would followed, seriously, devastate Vietnam. I mean, 5 million Vietnamese died in the Vietnam War. So this was not a really good situation. Getting back to America, this helped bring down the American establishment, and it was showed the bankruptcy, or many aspects of the bankruptcy of the American establishment. Now, in the 60s was the so-called countercultural revolution. And in this countercultural revolution, people, the whole artificial sexual moral structure of America basically disintegrated. And people began to explore different sexual relationships outside the bigoted and unreal confines of the pseudo-morality of the 1950s. At the same time, there was a widespread use of drugs, and people began to explore ancient religions, alternative religions to the traditional Christian point of view. Now, as in most revolutionary periods, there were a lot of excesses. There were a lot of excesses, and a lot of crazy things happened that were silly and stupid. One of the problems with the 60s is this was connected to an ideology of pacifism and an ideology of extreme left-wing socialism. However, in the 60s, the cultural revolution of the 60s led to an awareness of the criminal destruction of the environment, the insanity of that, and it led to the rise of the environmental movement, which by the early 1970s had passed some truly revolutionary legislation that made things a lot better. Nixon ended the draft, and even though Nixon ended up being politically destroyed by his enemies, the reaction in America set in, and also the cultural revolution of the 60s had its weak points prevented it from being a long-term success. Extreme left-wing socialism was not a very good economic policy. Pacifism was a study in stupidity. So a good part of this kind of self-destructed on its own. Also, the excessive consumption of drugs, obviously not a good idea. Excessive consumption of alcohol, obviously not a good idea. And so on. So a lot of this fell apart. However, we must understand that this laid the groundwork for the environmental movement, the liberation, the political liberation, not really the economic liberation, but the political liberation of blacks, and the rise of the women's movement, which brought women to a state of equality and destroyed a good part of the misogynist structure of American life. Now, a good part of this was the people exploring a more natural view of sexuality, particularly women exploring a more natural view of sexuality and demanding more from men. And this created a lot of turmoil in American life. Anyway, in the 70s, the recession helped do in a good part of the countercultural movement, and this was another example of the whole fairy tale world of the American economy collapsing based on cheap oil, so on and so forth. And also, a lot of the post-war American boom was based on the fact that America had firebombed the cities of Germany and Japan, basically knocking out the economic competition, and when those factories came back on stream in the late 60s and the 70s, America was in a deep state of trouble. So the whole world of the post-war world began to fall apart. Now, in the late 70s, religious reaction began to kick in for some very ugly reasons. The religious right was based on a campaign of racism in terms of opposing Carter's restrictions on white academy schools, and also the Anita Bryant movement, which was based on hatred of gays. And you have to understand, particularly the hatred of gays aspect of this, is the effort to raise money by religious fear-mongering.